Hello, and welcome to Humans of Agape. We are Agape Europe, a community of people who make Jesus known, so lives are changed and Europe is transformed. We want to bring spiritual hope and help to people from all walks of life. I am your host, my name is Jochen Geck. I work in the Berlin City Hub in Germany, and I'm curious to hear about what God is doing across Europe. Today is Ascension Day. For many, this means a long weekend, so here's episode number 26 of Humans of Agape, a longer episode for a relaxing morning while you're prepping coffee or making breakfast. In today's episode, we're traveling to Lisbon, Portugal, to chat with Junia Barbosa, mom, nurse, and national director for Family Life. Here she is. Hi, Junia.
Hi, Jochen.
It's really great to speak with you and to get to know you a little bit.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to speak with you too.
You come highly recommended, so I'm looking forward to hear your thoughts and what you have to share with us today.
Oh, great, great pressure, but okay. okay.
Junia, can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm Portuguese, born and raised in Portugal. I'm 40 years old now. I'm married with Pedro Barbosa. We are married 18 years now. We have two kids, with a boy with 11 and a girl with 9 years old. And we are from Porto, but we are living in Lisbon from 10 years, more or less now. And so in the capital of Portugal. And I work with Agape. And since 2007, I think. And right now I'm the national director for Family Life in Portugal. And cool. I'm married with Pedro, and he is the national director from Portugal now.
So the VIP Agape family.
Oh, yes. No, not really.
I'm guessing everything that you're experiencing in your marriage with Pedro also influences family life.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's impossible to disconnect. Yes, it's impossible. So it's really connected with family life ministry.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit, what does your ministry look like? What does a national director of family life do?
Oh, it can be very different from country to country. In Portugal, family life, it's quite a small a ministry. Small because we have not many people working with family life. So basically it's me, my husband, of course, but he's more focused on other things. And then we have another couple in Porto, in another city, that they are with Family Life and also with Shine Ministry, with the youth ministries. But we also have amazing volunteers working with us in many areas, like social media, translations, in events or specific projects, speakers, and that without them we couldn't do what we do. And we also can work with, in cooperation with other Agape ministries in the cities in many ways. And we also have several external partnerships with churches and other organizations. So all of this makes family life big, a big family.
My role is to coordinate the structure, the resources that we produce or translate or decide to use, and so to coordinate what the things that can happen with the family life ministries. We have resources for married couples, for parenting, for pre-marriage, and so yeah, basically those things. And of course, right now, we are trying to be more effective or have a bigger presence online also. And we are adapting, adjusting our resources to this online version of this season.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask about that. But before I do, just quickly for somebody who doesn't know Family Life, could you explain really briefly what is Family Life's mission?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can explain you our vision. Our vision, we want to see families, healthy families, really impacted by the presence of God in their lives so they can shine that light to everyone around them. So our mission is to work with the relationships between the families, like from a marriage relationship, parenting relationship, so they can be really strong and based on biblical principles and Christian values, and give the families the opportunity to know more about God and to have a really practical way of having God in the center of their families. You know, because sometimes we go to church, we may go to church and may listen to the pastor or read the Bible, but sometimes it's difficult to apply that in our relationship with our husband or wife or with our kids. So the idea with Family Life, we aim to take these principles to the daily life of the families, and so really Christ can be the center of their lives. And when it happens, normally it's healthy families, and people notice that it's more and more that something is different with that family, and they want to know more, and they shine. They shine the light. So it's this vision of from families to families. You know, equip the families so they can share their faith really naturally among their neighbors, the parents in the schools. You know, yeah. Things like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know if I answered your question, but
you did answer your question. Yeah. And you know how you know that you answered my question is when I ask more questions afterwards, because I'm so intrigued.
Oh, great.
And so with the healthy families, and that healthy families really shine a light. I like the way you phrased that, and that people notice that, and that's something that can't be hidden. And I was wondering what that looks like these days, when the family seems to be really important once again, because people are in various stages of confinement and lockdown. I'm guessing for many people there's more trouble at home. So you mentioned that you're trying to be more present online. What does that look like?
We feel that's like now relationships are really more intense and people, yes, they are turning to more to the family and to their marriage, because they literally they cannot run from that. So we normally have that people just live their lives really busy, and they hide their things, their stuff. They stuff things during daily, so under the carpet. And they have more superficial relationships, and things just go on. But right now that they are living 24/7 at home, of course, they have to take care of these issues, to resolve these conflicts, to have those difficult talks, and to deal more with their kids, to know more their kids, their emotions. So we immediately felt that, not just because of our own families, we experienced that, but also we understood that people were asking for for advice or for resources or for asking for help. We also start reading about that domestic violence can increase and everything. So yeah, so this can be intense. But first, when all this emergency state, this pandemic or something like that started, we first needed to take care of our own family. So those first couple weeks was really, really intense when we had to take a lot of difficult decisions to cancel many things, like or delay or cancel or change to whatever. So it was difficult decisions that we had to make, and at the same time to make sure that our families were secure, that we were doing the right things. And for that, we needed to be really aware of what was going on. And so being very, like, reading all the news and watching all the news, and each day was different. So it was really, really pressure. And so the first weeks was just to take care of our own families. Like, my husband, for instance, he's the director. He had to take a lot of decisions for the security of all the staff and everything. So I had to take care that my family was safe, and simple things like going to the supermarket or what to eat was very complicated things. And so we just needed some time to settle. We didn't stop completely, of course, but we slowed down, and then we start thinking, okay, how can we, now that we are more settled as possible, we can be on these times, how can we do the things that we are doing, how we can take this opportunity to reach more people. And so we are still in that process. First was to transfer the things that we are having to digital, if it's possible or not. For instance, in my personal case, we just started the pre-marriage course, and we just had a first session. And then this happened, and then we decided, no, this can be done online. We did it before, like with one of the couples or so. So yes, we can adjust. We just needed more time. So we delay one session and we did it online. It was really exhausting to do it online. It's more heavy, but we did it and it was very good. And I'm really thankful to God that was possible to do it, and everything online worked just fine. It's this new generation also, it's they adapt really nice to these things, so it was possible. And then we have other things like the marriage course or together groups, that it's a more difficult decision, but we are starting to do it online too. And we started with a blog, and also with a podcast for families. So I'm learning these things, but it's not just me. It's my colleague also in the Miriam in Porto, that she likes very much of this social media and everything. So it was a kickstart that pushed us forward to this online world, which was good. So this is the good things. And in fact, sometimes it's difficult to organize family life events because we have to think about all the logistics, where kids, decoration, food. But now with online, it's really easier to have events. It's not the same thing, of course, it will never be, but for sure it can work, and it's good to reach to more people. So yeah. So we are working on that and working on that possibilities to reach more and more.
Yeah, I see how that makes sense to, well, if you want to help others create healthy families, you have to start from a point of a healthy family yourself. And we're all in this together. So it's not a selfish thing to say, we need to get settled. This is our first priority now. And then we're not going to stop there, as I think can be a tendency for many people in this time of lockdown to just focus on themselves, but to see, okay, how can we now minister to people? And I like what you said about a kickstart to digital ministry activities, which probably I know in many ministries have been kind of on the back burner, or there have been plans for that, but now it's what's needed, and so people start doing it, and so do you guys.
Yeah, Yeah, that's exactly it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
So you said you guys want to make healthy principles more practical, that really influences parenting and marriages. Let's get also more practical here. What are the experiences you guys have made in this new brave online world?
For instance, we realize that people that usually would not take the step to go to an event or to go to a church or whatever, they feel comfortable in joining something online. One of the things that I started doing was being more active in my personal Facebook page. That's one example. Normally, I'm not a very social media person, and I'm very shy, and I think like 100 times before posting something like that. But with this whole thing happening, I realized that people were more open to spirituality. Mm-hmm. And so I got more bold and starting to share more things. And some people that we were inviting for a long time to join our small group, or now they finally join, you know? So that's very good, because they get to know us better. For instance, some like parents from the school, from our kids, or that know that we are Christians, and so, but okay, you are Christians, good for you. But now they get more interested, and they feel safe in participating in these kind of things. So that's good. So I don't have yet a story to tell how that changed their marriage or their relationship with their kids. But I noticed that people share if I have in our blog an article, people share that article, even if they are not Christian, they share, they connect with that saying. And so that's very good, because that opens conversations. So I believe that that we will collect a lot of fruits from this season also, because people, even we noticed that in our church, the tendency, even if it's online, it went really up. we are from a very small church. Yes, normally we have like 60 people attending in our services, but online it goes to 300, 200. So,
wow.
So that's really, really, really good. And mm-hmm. So I think people are more open, and they feel safe to experiment, because they are not so committed, you know, they can see how it is, if they like or not. Yeah. So we will see. Now we are planning to start a marriage course. We are still deciding on that, but we hear from other experiences. For example, a group, they announced that they will start the group like on a Friday, that they would start a group on Sunday, and in couple days they had 40 couples wow. signed in. Some of them, I think around half of them, already done the course, but they wanted now we need to do this again. So people really are willing to do this. So we will take this opportunity if God, we make the plans, but God knows where we can go with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you really notice how people are more open, but also going online with many activities takes more of a step towards them to make it easier for them to commit, or not even having to commit to something.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if in the future this will work forever. God knows, but because we know that maybe people can get really tired of this. But for now, it's working, and people are willing to join and to do it. And so I'm trying to learn also how other countries are doing. I will participate in an online talk, couples talk in the UK. They are amazing. They are very creative. So, and I will see how they do it. If it's something that we can do, it's one time event. So we are really open to the opportunities, and at the same time to find the balance in what we really can do as a family, as a mother, as a... You know that we have our kids at home. Now we are teachers and parents and professionals and everything. I'm also a nurse midwife. I don't know. I think I didn't tell this in the beginning. I'm a nurse midwife. So I also take care, or I'm assisting some pregnant and some couples that just had babies. And it's really complicated times to have babies now.
Yeah, I bet.
So I also spent some time with that. It's also family life, of course, but it's more specific in this area. Yeah.
Wow. So all of a sudden you go from being a mother and ministry director to having four jobs.
Yeah. And in fact, I really like to be at home. So I know that for some people, more extroverted people, this can be really complicated. For me, it's not. It's just difficult because nothing is normal about this. So it's I just can't pretend that it's normal. Overall, it's being a very positive experience, but it's also a roller coaster of emotions. Mm-hmm. Maybe if we had this conversation 2 days ago, maybe I was really down.
Yeah.
So it's each day is different, and I think it's happening with a lot of people, like this roller coaster of emotions. But overall, since until now, this is positive for me, and our kids love to be at home, and they are having fun. So yeah, but it's a challenge to balance, and because we were forced to do it, we didn't have time to adapt, and we tried to avoid this idea of the show must go on. Mm-hmm. It's not true. It's not the show does no. The show should not go on. It should be different, and so that takes time. And we learn as we go, and we ask for God's wisdom every single day.
Yeah, I like that. The show doesn't have to go on because this is not normal, and this is a crisis for everyone.
Yep.
But we can learn to adapt, and we can ask for God's wisdom to navigate this.
Yeah.
Now, let's take a look into the future together.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that this online thing is something that seems to work now for the time being, and you've adapted quickly and well, but nobody knows. People will get tired of doing everything online. What will the next season look like? What are the ways this season is going to shape and change our ministry? Do you have any ideas?
No, of course we can picture different scenarios, but I'm not a prophet, so I really don't know. As I said before, we learn as we go, and we try to focus when it's really important, and also always ask God if it's the right direction to go for, like simple decisions. For instance, that idea that I was talking about, if we start a marriage course or not online. So I can think, it's a good opportunity because we can do it online. It's quick. It's an hour and a half, no logistics. We can reach a lot more couples than other way. But it's 7 sessions, so... how we will keep doing this online, or we will start to do this in real life? If yes, or is it possible? Is it not possible? So we have to consider all those options so it's not easy to make the decisions. We have to balance that with our personal life, with our kids, and with all the news that are changing every day. So we basically go with this focus on mind that we want to be a support and to be a resource for families, and we try to be creative and to reach them in many different ways. But in the future, I see this more as, yes, something that can help us to reach more people with our resources, but not as the main thing that we do. I don't imagine that, because we are humans and humans need to be close to each other and needs community. So I see this as an opportunity, as a something complementary. In others, maybe the main thing, and then something in real life. So we have to be open for all those possibilities, for sure. And we are open for that. But right now, we don't know. Sometimes when we started this, really, although I'm a nurse, so I'm in the health system too, and I'm not working in a hospital or nothing like that, of course, but I have many colleagues and contacts with people in this area. But I was still believing that, just 15 days of being at home and we will be able to control this, and then we go on with our lives. Then we realize, no, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon, so I don't know, until August. Let's think that we will stay this until August, and wow, crazy. And then we are talking about 1 year, 1 year and a half, 2 years. So we really, in Portugal, we are trying, no one knows. So I think adaptability and flexibility is the key words for this day, and creativity. Mm-hmm. So adaptability is one of my strengths, so it's I can deal with that, and flexibility for sure. So yeah, so I think we all have to think that in our personal lives, in our ministries, and in our professions, we have to be very flexible and adaptable.
Yeah, so maybe that's something to take away for the post Corona season. I think for some types of personality, they're learning that routine isn't a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Other people are longing for routines, but that we're learning right now to adapt more quickly, mm-hmm. to change, and we couldn't deal with as much change forever, mm-hmm. but we can learn to adapt more quickly to the needs we see around us.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I agree.
Excellent. Well, Junia, it's so great that you shared a little bit about yourself and what you guys are experiencing at the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah.
And inviting me to participate.
Peace and grace to you and your family and your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you for you too and for everyone.
That was Junia Barbosa. She's the National Director for Family Life for Agape in Portugal. If you like this podcast, why don't you take a minute and send a message to your friends to recommend it to them? And it would be really helpful if you could share our Instagram stories. Speaking about social media, you can find Agape Europe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or check out our website, agapeeurope.org. I'm Jochen Geck, and this is Humans of Agape. See you next time.